Hello. Should be studying right now, but no motivation at all. So we're going to do some questionnaires. Going to start out with Penny for Todd Bods. Nice to meet you questionnaire. Let's do this. I am Cuddle Bear, and I go by Bear or Cuddly or super powerful overlord, master of all of stuff. I'm a performer and a writer. My favorite musical genre is metal, heavy metal, more specifically, but I listen to almost anything. My current favorite kink. Something I find sexy. There's a couple. I'm thinking pain right now, but I'm also thinking lingerie. But then I'm also thinking playing with hair and stuff. So what are we going to go with? Hair. Hair. Something. No. Dress up. So like having someone dress up for you. Yeah. Gonna go with that. Obviously while you're like directing everything, so like asking, can I wear this? You can wear that. No, you can't. Yes, you can. Kink I'd like to learn more about. Probably like to be better at doing anything with rope, but yeah. My biggest pet peeve. People who are full of themselves to the point of being arrogant. Like, I'm pretty full of myself, but I think it's something I'm pretty good at not being around others. So, like, I feel like I'm a pretty well-rounded person, but there are just some people that think they're so super awesome and like so much better than everyone else, and they have to shove it in there in your face and stuff. I do not like that. A favorite celebrity voice has to be goddammit, I can't remember his name. Either James Earl Jones or James Earl Jones or Peter Cullen, who does Optimus Prime. Yeah. For female voices, I'm not even sure. I think the other ones stand out because James Earl Jones has such a deep, rumbly voice, and what's it called? Peter Cullen has, well, sort of the same, but he has a good movie voice. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a female actor? Oh, yeah, what's her name? Shannon Sossamon. So salmon. How do you pronounce that? I don't know. Pronunciation. Let's see how MSing pronounces it. YouTube. Sosamon. Shannon Sosamon. Okay, well, I think she has a nice voice. Yeah, all right. I don't know if there's that many other ones. None that I can think of. Anyway, what are my biggest idiosyncrasies? I'm really sure what the fuck that word means. So let's Google it. A peculiar. Peculiarity of constitution and temperament. A characteristic or quality about me? I think I'm pretty friendly. That I have a good laughter. I like making people laugh. I think I'm okay funny. Not like, you know, Kevin Hart funny, because who the fuck is that other than himself, but I think I'm okay in that. I'd like to say that I'm pretty fair. Wait, is that even, that's more like, no, that, I don't even know if that's idiosyncrasies. I don't know. Three fun facts about myself. Let's get personal. Well, as personal as you want. What makes me unique? Unique New York. Ow, now, brown cow. What makes me unique? I think my way of looking at the world makes me pretty unique. I think for the most part, I tend to just forget about all the bad shit and focus on the good stuff instead. Because, you know, that's nicer. But I also think that I'm pretty good at holding a grudge. So it's kind of, you know, two things that go against each other. But, yeah. I think I'm likable and no, oh wait, no, this is fun facts, crap. Okay, fun facts. Shit. What the fuck is a fun fact about myself? What kind of question is that, Petty? Fun facts about myself. Fun fact number one, I once woke up and I was sort of half asleep, so I didn't really wake up, and I shouted quite loudly in the living room next to my parents, no, don't steal my chicken. No fucking idea why I did that, but that happened, obviously in Danish. Fun fact number two. Trying to scour the vast nothingness that is my brain. Fun fact. I once got hit in the face by a football, but the result of that was that we scored a goal. I don't know, funny? Maybe. looking back at it, it wasn't funny when it happened, but I have been able to laugh at this many a times after. I was cleaning my room, an old place where I used to live, and I was going to pick up a plastic bag, because, you know, you do that, but I was going to be real smart about it and lob it up with my foot. Now, I was not wearing any kind of footwear, no protection at all, not even socks. And I gave that plastic bag a good old kick. Now, what I had forgotten about was that I was a lazy son of a bitch that day and hadn't cleaned up the day before. So there was a bottle of vodka hiding underneath that, to which I smashed my right big toe into. And at the time, I was sure it was 1, broken, 2, I was dying, 3, that I needed an ambulance. But none of them happened. I just screamed really loudly. No one came to help me, even though I lived in a giant dorm with lots of people. So fuck those guys. But yeah, I mean, I was on Skype with someone at the time. I cannot remember who. It's like 2 years, 3 years ago. Well, holy shit. So, I don't know if they were 3 fun facts, but that's what you got. What do I hope to get out of GWA backstage? Friendos, fun, creative outlet, and more fun. All right, that was pennies. Okay, but I'm not gonna shut it or like click it away because. Still need to keep it up. All right, so next one is Texan Guy and his broad spectrum questionnaire. Let's go. What's an average day task or something I do that might be interpreted or seen as sexy by someone else? So I did see that one question, a while back, and was thinking about it while I was on vacation last week. And was thinking about it, and I don't know, maybe this full body stretch thing that I do is sexy. I'm not sure. I think I have a pretty nice smile, so. Could be sexy when I do that, or like winking. What is more dangerous for society, anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience, and why? Well, pseudoscience is already widely available and has been ever since, you know, we became a society that actually knew kind of sort of what we were doing. Anti-intellectualism is way more dangerous than pseudoscience because pseudoscience does do harm to some people, more specifically the dummies that believe in it. Anti-intellectualism is damaging for the entire human race. Let's not get into politics, but I'm sure you know where I would go with it anyway. Because it promotes ignorance, it promotes bad ideological nationalism, it promotes not thinking critically about anything. It's just all around bad. I think more intellectual people are more likely to have a more mellow approach to things. So, yeah. What is my preference for a partner's pubic hair situation? Smooth, preferably waxed, but I could deal with a bit of like a landed strip or whatever, but not much into the whole jungle situation. I trim myself, so overall body hair as well, kind of same goes. Not too interested in it. What sort of dance styles do I have experience in? Which are you the best at, like the most? If you don't know how to dance, what would you like to learn? Okay, so dance style I'm mostly familiar with is what the fuck is that called? It's not a dance style, it's a dance. What the fuck is that called? Fuck me. I really cannot remember what the Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Langshe. I have no idea if it's called anything. Les Lanciers, I suppose, is the, or Les Lanciers in French. We have to learn that as a part of our graduating from gymnasium. So I have done that. But it's not something that we do anymore, so obviously I would not remember a darn thing about it, and I am not very good at dance, or I don't know if I'm good at dancing. I've never really tried. Mostly done slow dancing, which I prefer. So what would I like to learn? Waltz, probably. But also, when I'm drunk, I think I'm really good at doing the salsa thing. The yeah, I'm not though, so don't get me wrong. It's no bueno, but yeah. What is the last thing that I feel embarrassed by, either in private or public? That's a good question. I don't remember. Last thing I felt embarrassed by. I remember. We're in a bakery thing where I went to vacation with my family. And mom made a sound. And. But me and my brother was like, "Don't do that. We're in a public place." And she did it again. That was embarrassing. Okay, number six. Let's say you've started to notice that your hair is thinning and you've come to the realization that you're balding. What would I do about it? What would I do if my partner was balding? I have no idea what I would do if my partner was balding. Probably just be like, "All right, well, this is happening, and that's it. Can't stop it. So there's no point in being upsetty spaghetti about it." For me, I have shaved myself bald before. even razor shaved it. So really no big problem. I find that the men that desperately cling to having to keeping a patch of hair on top of their head are fucking ridiculous and it looks stupid. And they should stop being so fucking vain and just shave it off, because it makes them look retarded. It's one of my teachers or professors or whatever you want to call them has really patchy hair, but it makes you look stupid. It really does. Like, just shave it off. Is it ever okay to be arrogant or snobbish when you know you're right? Fuck yeah, it is. Sometimes you just gotta rub it in people's faces. That's what it's all about. But for the most part, don't be a dick. But sometimes, if the situation calls for it, abso-fucking-lutely. What was the best sex toy slash accessory purchase I've ever made, and why? I've only ever made one, and that was Tenga, a flip black and black hole, and it was amazing, and I miss it. But I ain't got it no more, so it's whatever. If you had to describe your body using three words or less, what words would you choose and why? It's okay if you use words already used by other persons. Stout. Strong. Nordic. Gonna go with that. What is my morning routine like on most days? Good. Wake up. Spend like 2 seconds waking up, because fuck staying in bed. I get up, go shower, start making breakfast, sit down on a PC, check stuff, eat breakfast, brush your teeth, getting dressed in the meanwhilest after having showered, obviously. Doing more PC stuff until I have to go. And I have an alarm for everything. So, like, alarm for waking up, alarm for when I need to get ready so that I can go. On days where I don't have to do anything, I wake up, sit at my PC. Because fuck that. How do I feel about people who talk openly about the sexual exploits to you? Should they? Why not? They should not talk openly about their sexual exploits to me. Fuck off. Like, unless we're fucking talking about something that's relevant to it, go fuck yourself. It's obviously because you have no fucking sense of how to have a normal conversation. Like, know your fucking boundaries, people. I don't mind talking about it, but if you're gonna suddenly switch the situation or the conversation to that, then you read things wrong, because we were not heading that way. So, don't get me wrong. I like talking about sexual stuff, but don't just spring shit on me, you know? I ain't into that. But yeah. Sorry, that might have come out a bit aggressive, but yeah. What the, but Oh, okay, I skipped a question. As reading this questionnaire, recording it, take the last user I PM'd with and tell us what your new GWA is. Wait. Your new GWA celebrity couple username would be alternately. I think it should say. Take my name and the name of my GWA crush and tell us what your celebrity couple username would be. Well, if you go to my message inbox, last person to PM me was Nikata Wants to Play. So I suppose the couple would be me and her. Recently made a collab. So, but my GWA crush is No Name, so it would be No Name and me, but I think he's called I No Name now, or whatever. Fucking retard deleted his account, dumbass. So yeah. Bonus 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to myself. What age would I send it to, and what would it say? I would send it to me at age 13, and the message would be, if you procrastinate, your pee-pee will fall off. Your wiener, or whatever. All right, on to hardened lungs. Outfits, do you use to express yourself? What outfit do you like to see on a potential partner question thingy there? Do I have a particular style I stick to, or do I mix up depending on occasion? I do mix up depending on occasion, but mostly I wear shorts and t-shirts because I really do not give a fuck what I wear. And no, people judge you based off what you wear, but I don't give a fuck about what people think, and I don't give a fuck if people think I look like a dumbass wearing what I wear. If it's job related, obviously I'll dress appropriately, but in any other given situation, if it's just me doing whatever and it's not formal, then I don't care. Do I have specific work home attire? Do I dress differently on weekends, nights out? How do I dress formally? Well, yes, I guess to the first part. How often do I dress formally? Not very. I don't go to many formal events. How much effort do I put into it? Fair amount, I suppose. I iron my stuff. I make sure that it looks good together. Make sure that I'm showered and smell good and shaved and all that shit I normally would do. Would I consider myself low or high maintenance? Low. Do I have accessories to go with my outfits? No. Am I an MUA? Is that a makeup artist, I think, I Google? No, I never use makeup. Do I do my own hair, nails, go to a professional? Don't do my nails. My hair is kind of fitty-fitty. Sometimes I just trim it with a electrical trimmer thing, and other times I go to a proper salon or whatever it's called. Do I dress differently for sexual things, solo with others? What types of clothing makes you feel the sexiest? I mean, no. I don't think so. Unless it's like, so I don't know what this really is about. Do I dress up for sex? No. Would I dress up if I was going to a date expecting to get laid? Yeah, but I don't know. What types of outfits do you find sexiest on an SO? Are we talking like full on Outfits or just like articles of clothing? Because we're talking sets of like a whole set of items. I'd say high heels, stockings, some kind of skirt or dress. If skirt, pencil skirt. And then like a hot secretary. pencil skirt, a white shirt, like a button-up shirt. And then hair in a ponytail. Yeah. Do I fantasize about what do I fantasize about the most? Or like boy shorts and a matching bra, I guess, or some kind of lingerie. What's the least appealing outfit someone I like could wear? What would be an automatic turn off? Probably if it in any. I don't like nightgowns. Or that depends on what kind of nightgown, obviously, but yeah. I'm not gonna explain that, but take it as you wish. Would I prefer certain outfits stay on during intercourse, or would you want to take them off? Either or, really. Some would look good on. Obviously, it would be nice to also undress my partner every once in a while. So, yeah, it's whatever. Would seeing someone I don't have sexual desire for, family, close friends, an outfit, that would not make me feel weird. I wouldn't even really think about it. I don't think that that's a thought that would occur to me. So, yeah, probably pretty boring with the whole dressing thing, but that's me.